Welcome to City Church. We are a biblically based, relationally driven, spirit-led church, encouraging everyone to follow Jesus, grow together, and serve others. We're excited to share this sermon with you today, and you can always find out more about us online at citychurchseville.com.
What I'm going to do this morning is just kind of give us a bit of a challenge. As we are in the middle of this sermon series called Kingdom and Culture. And what we're looking at is, what is the difference between the kingdom of God and the culture in which we live? And very simply, what I want to give a brief devotional on this morning is the idea of serving in and through the kingdom of God. Serving through the kingdom of God and what that looks like biblically as we follow Jesus in his kingdom. I want to begin with a question. I want you to think about a common chore or part of your daily routine that you don't like to do. I want you to think about it. A chore or part of your daily routine that you don't like to do. Can someone feel brave and bold enough to shout out something that you don't like to do that's a chore? Yes, sweetheart. Wake up early. And all God's people said, amen. Well done. Someone else. Yes.
Take out the trash.
Well done. Someone else. Yes.
Taking a shower.
Hold on one sec. Cleaning the shower. Yeah. Who's to blame for the dirty shower though, right? Isn't that how that works? Someone else. Yes. Something you don't like to do. Yes. Diane. Cook dinner. Tom, you're in trouble. Someone else. Anyone else? Yes.
Do laundry.
Yep. Yes. Work. Yeah, there you go. All right, now. I want you to think this through. The part of my daily routine I don't like is shaving. How many of you men here don't care to shave? Look around you, just don't care. So what I've done is I've kind of redeemed shaving and sort of made it a little bit more spiritual. So while I'm shaving, I'll pray or kind of maybe quote scripture or something like that. But there are certain things in this life that you don't like to do enough to where you wish you could hire someone to do it for you. Raise your hand if you know what I'm talking about. You just wish you could just pay someone to do it. Now, what I want us to think about very quickly when it comes to serving is the following thing. We are going to look at Jesus and how he served. And what we're going to find is, for a lot of people, maybe who are outside the kingdom of God, what it looks like for a Jesus follower to serve could be different in ways that are actually not that noticeable, but in the kingdom of God are exceptionally important. So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to front load a little bit of something from scripture where Jesus serves, and then very simply, I want to talk about it, and then we're going to close in prayer. I'm going to read for us an episode in the scriptures. This is near the end of Jesus' life, where he does something with his disciples that shocks them. It shocks them. So here we go. It was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave the world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And now the Gospel of John tells us how. We are in John 13, 1 through 17. The evening meal was in progress. The devil had already prompted Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, to betray Jesus. And Jesus knew the Father had put all things under his power, that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, wrapped a towel around his waist, and after that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with a towel that was wrapped around him. So in essence, here's what Jesus did. Jesus was in a room that the other Gospels tell us that they had rented for the Last Supper. What Jesus does is, the meal's already been served, and at some point in the meal, Jesus gets up from the table, goes over to no doubt the corner. He takes out a basin of water, The Bible says that he takes out a towel, he wraps it around his waist, and he begins to wash his disciples' feet. Now, what we're getting ready to read next is the reaction to this form of serving by the lead disciple. The disciple that was the oldest, he was the only one that was married. The rest of them are teenagers. The disciples, by the way, were teenagers. They're not full-grown adults. Jesus now is going around washing the disciples' feet, and when he comes to the apostle Peter, Peter says something to him. So what I want to do now is read from Scripture what Peter says. Here's what the text says. When Jesus came to Simon Peter, Simon said to him, Lord, are you going to wash my feet? And Jesus replied, you do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand. No, said Peter, you shall never wash my feet. Jesus says to Peter, unless I wash you, you have no part with me. Now, what I want to do is just push the pause button, and we're going to talk a little bit about why Peter responds really violently in the Greek. The no is a violent no. Absolutely never, ever, ever will you wash my feet. Here's why. The disciples are reclining around a table, and when they all walked through the door, there was a basin of water in the corner with a towel. It's evident that when they rented this room to have this Last Supper in, they did not rent a servant. They didn't hire one. So they're all at the table, and all of them knew that when you walk into a room and you're going to eat a meal, that someone is supposed to wash everyone's feet. They know this. But in the Greco-Roman world in which Jesus lived, it was a slave or a servant that would wash your feet, and no one else would. No one else would do that. This was reserved for the lowest class of people. In other words, washing feet was synonymous with being of the lowest class. So every single one of Jesus' disciples saw the basin filled with water and the towel, and in their own way refused to be the one. Jesus even waits. The text is clear. They're in the middle of their meal. And in the middle of the meal, Jesus gets up and does for his disciples what one of them should have done for him. Now, what we discover is Jesus has been washing the feet, comes to Peter, and what does Peter say? Never. Jesus, there's no possible way I'm ever going to let you wash my feet, and here's why. In the Greco-Roman world, when you wash someone's feet, it was a public admission that you were less than them, that you were of the lower class, that you were that type of a person. And in that ancient world, if you tried to break from one class to the next, you could actually be killed for that. No one is able to get out of the class they're in. You are born into it, you're stuck with it. And what Jesus does is he goes in and he humbles himself in serving and washes the disciples' feet. He comes to Peter and Peter goes, you can't do this. How can you do this? And Jesus looks at him and says, unless I wash you, you have no part with me. Now, if we were to read on, we would discover that Jesus goes on to tell his disciples, I want you to do for others what I just did for you. And he says, and if you'll do this, you're going to be blessed. So think about it this way. How many of you maybe are Jesus followers, or you know people who are? How many of you have ever seen them walking around carrying a basin and a bowl of water? Have you ever seen anyone do that? How many of you have ever had your feet washed in a foot washing? Raise your hand really high. How many of you have never experienced that? 2/3 of us, never. So obviously, when it comes to following Jesus, Jesus really wasn't speaking about a water in a basin in a towel. What Jesus is actually talking about is this, is that in his kingdom, no matter what, we are a people who are willing to serve, even if culture around us tells us it should be beneath us. There's nothing that is out of scope of which we're going to serve. We live in a culture that has rare hierarchy. It's rare. But some of us are maybe in a corporate structure. And one of the goals about the corporate structure is, as you move your way up, there are certain things you no longer have to do. Maybe you're from the military. When you work your way up and you get more stripes or more kind of accolades or medals, you no longer have to do certain things. What Jesus is clearly saying is this, is that you and I in the kingdom of Jesus are a people who do not care about positional authority, and we are people who set that aside and are willing to serve just like Jesus. We're willing to serve like him. Now, there's another part to this that becomes mission critical to understand. It's absolutely essential to get this. Jesus did a lot of things in his ministry where a lot of people clapped for him. I can promise you, not a single person went up to Jesus and said, "Jesus, how many feet did you get to wash?" Nobody would have ever said that. No one would have cheered for Jesus because he was washing feet. No one. People would have responded like Peter and said, "Jesus, get up. Don't do this. You're breaking the whole social structure. I need you to get up, Jesus. This is not how you are to behave. You're the rabbi. You have positional authority. Have you lost your mind?" That is relegated for people who their class of people wash feet. It's not for you. And here's what I want us to get a hold of. Jesus was never cheered for washing feet. Listen to this carefully. When you serve because of Jesus, you never, ever look for the accolades of people. Never. You don't look for it. You don't seek it. You do it because that's what Jesus has asked you to do. And anything you get from it is because you follow him. You see, there's a very unique thing in the kingdom of God, and that is that we strive to be a people who serve because of Jesus and never look for applause. We never look for accolades. We don't look for culture to cheer us or even our brother or sister in Christ. We serve because we're called to. Trust me, Jesus was never applauded for washing feet. And yet what he says to his disciples is this. You know what, guys? I want you to do the same. I don't know if you know this, but there's no record in the New Testament of his disciples ever washing someone's feet. They understood what he meant. It's not about a basin and a bowl and a towel. It's about a heart posture towards those around us, to where we are willing to serve and willing to serve way below what culture says how we ought to be serving, because we are in a different kingdom. We, through Jesus, are in the kingdom of God. Would you stand with me? As we stand together, I'd like you to close your eyes just for a moment. And as you do, I want you to think about that thing that you knew in your heart you don't like to do. We had a brief list. Mine was shaving. Someone else was taking a shower, but that was corrected. It was cleaning the shower. Someone else was getting up early. Someone else was taking out the trash. And there were other things that were mentioned. The next time you do that part of your daily routine that you would rather not do, in the middle of it, I want to encourage you to ask Jesus to give you the heart of a servant, that you would be a woman or a man who, because of Jesus, would serve in a world where people are looking for accolades, they're looking for certificates, they're looking for their name in lights for the things that they do. I can't tell you how freeing it is when you serve not to be noticed, not to be cheered for, not to have accolades, but you serve because of Jesus. And when you do, there's the purest form and the freest form of serving that you could ever imagine. God, we lift our hearts up to you. And what a vision there is from your kingdom to see us as people fan out all over the city. As we fan out all over the city today, we do it to serve, not for accolades, definitely not to lift up City Church, but to be women and men who serve like you served, that we would humble ourselves and we would be people that serve because we follow you. Jesus, help us to live this way. And we pray these things in Christ's name. Amen and amen.